With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Democrats growing very concerned over new data concerning voters. Correspondent Ken Lorman reports voters are leaving the party in droves.
According to a new analysis of voter registration data by the New York Times, fewer and fewer Americans are choosing to be Democrats. The exodus is occurring in battleground states, the bluest states, even the reddest states. The Times says Democrats lost about 2.1 million registered voters between the 2020 and 2024 elections in 30 states, along with Washington, D.C., that allow people to register with a political party. Republicans gained 2.4 million. Ken Lorman reporting.
President Trump says he will fire a Federal Reserve governor unless she resigns. That story from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The director of the agency that oversees mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac has urged the Justice Department to investigate Fed Governor Lisa Cook. The administration accuses her of committing mortgage fraud. President Trump is vowing to take action unless she steps down.
I'll fire her if she doesn't resign.
Cook said she had no intention of being bullied to step down and that she takes any questions about her financial history seriously. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Thousands of homes now under evacuation orders and warnings because of wildfires in Northern California and in Central and Southern Oregon as well. Firefighters working Sunday to try to contain the blazes amid very dry and hot weather. The Pickett Fire in Napa County north of San Francisco has now burned 10 square miles and about 11% contained. In Oregon, the state fire marshal's office says the Flat Fire now 34 square miles. This is SRN News. Well, Costco is staying out of the abortion business.
The popular big box store says it has decided not to sell abortifacient drugs in this country after months of entreaties by pro-life advocates. Walgreens and CVS are selling the pills after the Biden administration made it easier for them to do so. Alliance Defending Freedom says it's a good business decision, adding that the drugs are, quote, legally and politically fraught, raising significant reputational issues and driving away customers. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Yet another state in India making it harder to spread the gospel. Authorities in Uttarakhand are expanding their anti-conversion laws to include all communication via digital media. That means if a Christian is caught evangelizing online, he can be prosecuted. The state is the first one in India to expand its anti-conversion ban. This is SRN News. New report is out on great white sharks in the New England area, and it appears you should be relatively safe if you're swimming there, unless you happen to be a seal. Then you have something to worry about. More on that story from correspondent Julie Walker.
New data shows those great white sharks made famous 50 years ago by the movie Jaws are spending more time in the chilly waters off New England and Atlantic Canada. Sightings of the apex predators are up in places like Maine, where 19 unique white sharks were recorded last year on 47 separate dates, according to the Maine Department of Marine Resources. Scientists linked the sightings to increased availability of the seals the sharks feast on and say beachgoers are generally very safe from shark bites. I'm Julie Walker.
More details at srnnews.com.